It's Wednesday, October 9th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Help the victims of Hurricane Helene at the Barron County Fairgrounds this weekend. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a campaign stop in Royce Lake yesterday, a Supreme Court challenge to Governor Tony Evers' partial veto powers, and the USDA forecasts a drop in farm income this year. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Help the victims of Hurricane Helene this weekend in Rice Lake. Amber Gonski tells us more.
Locals wishing to help with the hurricane relief effort can do so Saturday at the Barron County Fairgrounds. Farmers Helping Farmers will be collecting small and large square hay bales, bagged feed, and fencing supplies. They hope to fill two flatbed semi-trailers headed to North Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee next week. In addition, another truck to haul household items, including baby bottles, diapers, formula, blankets, water, non-perishable foods, peanut butter, toilet paper, and paper towels. Drop-off will be at the Barron County Fairgrounds in Rice Lake, entering their Short Street Gate Saturday from 8 until 11 a.m. Monetary donations can be made at Cumberland Federal Bank under Farmers Helping Farmers. They hope to raise at least $3,000 to offset fuel costs and purchase additional supplies. For more information, check out the Facebook event Barron County Donation Drive for Victims of Hurricane Helene. I'm Amber Gonski.
Senator Tammy Baldwin was on the campaign trail yesterday. She stopped in Rice Lake to meet supporters at the headquarters of the Barron County Democratic Party. She said her challenger for U.S. Senate, Eric Hovde, was more interested in corporate interests than that of everyday voters.
The contrast could not be more stark. Eric Hovde wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act in its entirety. That would rip health insurance away from millions of Americans. I helped write the Affordable Care Act when I was in the House.
Baldwin also stopped at a farm in Fall Creek where she received the Friend of Farm Bureau Award from the American Farm Bureau Federation. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' creative use of his expansive veto power in an attempt to lock in a school funding increase for 400 years comes before the state Supreme Court today. A key question before the court is whether the law allows for governors to strike digits to create a new number. The case is the latest flashpoint in a decades-long fight over just how broad Wisconsin's governor's partial veto powers should be. The veto in question by Evers made a school funding increase that was originally to end in 2025, go on until 2425. Higher egg prices this season are due to a number of issues, according to a UW-Madison economist. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Professor Andrew Stevens says one factor is higher demand in the fall and winter.
People are baking different things, and the demand for eggs has gone up. And I think that's what is really behind the most recent change in prices. At a national level, we actually haven't seen egg prices spike the same way we might have locally.
Stevens also says this summer's bird flu outbreak wiped out a large number of laying hens, which are just now starting to repopulate to ease the loss of production. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Farmers in Wisconsin and across the country will likely face a loss this year. Ted Allen has a story.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's September 2024 farm income forecast shows a decrease of almost 5%. Reasons for the shortfall include a drop in demand for household produce, a wet early summer making plant growth difficult, and challenges in finding farm workers. Those income projections may lead to a $6.5 billion loss for farmers across the country and will likely cause many to tighten spending until next spring. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.